Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to share your word. Brothers and sisters, I want to begin by thanking Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the only way, the only truth, and the only one who gives eternal life. Hallelujah. Him alone is God and no any other. Amen. He is the true, living, mighty, and powerful God before all ages, now and forever, over all rulers in the physical realm and invisible realm. Now listen to this. He is a loving God. He is a loving God who is not ashamed to be our God, even in our weaknesses. One who rebukes the devourer on our behalf. One who always has good plans towards us, even in this current situation. If only we, the world, will turn to Him. We are blessed to have such a God. A true living God who created all and is in control of all things and at all times. Nothing spins out of His control. And likewise, for all those who will trust in Him. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Yes. Yes, my soul, rejoice in this God, my God. I'm not ashamed to talk about Him anywhere and at all times. How about you? Do you rejoice in the fact that you have such a God? I hope you do. Amen. Okay, a quick recap of last week. We had this title, The Word of Truth and Love in this Current Situation. Reading from one of the scripture texts of the theme of the year, which is standing firm in truth and love till I see you. Found in 2 John verses 3. It says what? Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love. Brothers and sisters, if you recall, we said if we remain in the truth and love of God always, three things are ensured for us at all times. Number one, God's grace will be with us through this period and always. God's grace is God's salvation towards us. Coronavirus, as we said, cannot touch our salvation. My salvation, your salvation is intact. It cannot be touched by diseases, poverty, in the fire or flood, in whatever situation or circumstance. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are glad of this truth, say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. Number two, God's mercy will be upon us in this period and always. The truth is, we need the power of God, God's mercy, to stop this fast-spreading killer virus. We need the mercy of God to intervene in our situation that refuses to go. Last week, I told you, if you recall, that the World Health Organization were yet to declare the outbreak a global emergency. But now the United Nations have now declared it. Updates about this coronavirus. Chinese health authorities announced today that there are 11,821 confirmed cases of this coronavirus infection. It has been reported in 31 provincial level regions. a total of 259 people have died of the disease. And many more countries in the world are confirming this virus. However, there is a glimpse of hope. There is progress. The health body in China also reported a total of 243 people have been discharged from hospital after recovery. Amen. Number 3. It says, God's peace will be upon us in this period and always. The physical reality, there is fear and confusion now in the hearts of people. While we recognize the physical reality of fear and confusion, but we have learned never to allow physical reality to dominate spiritual reality, but the other way around. We do not live by what we see, but we live by the true word of God. One other highlight of last week's sermon is that as long as it concerns us, that is we, the children of God, the devil has made a wrong move, as he always makes. What is the wrong move? In his calculation, by this outbreak, he is attacking us and the world outside us. But because of this outbreak, he is awakening us to prayer for ourselves and on behalf of the country and the world at large. You are testimony of this truth that many online prayer groups have sprouted up. Glory, hallelujah. I feel the enemy is saying, what have I brought upon myself? I will encourage us as we pray in different groups is that we should be faithful in whichever group we find ourselves, to truthfully seek the face of God in this matter and in other matters in our lives. Now, apart from awakening us, it is a moment of building our relationship with God, intimate relationship with Him and with one another, a moment family can be together. Though we recognize some family as separated or mourning, we will keep them in our prayers for comfort in their hearts. If you recall also, there was an illustration of violating the traffic rule. If you violate the traffic rule, the police stops you, he checks you up for your driving license. You violated the traffic rule. And now you don't have the driving license. And now your insurance is not there. You are into more trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we understood the spiritual reality, that the enemy has no right to put any disease on you, because his license has been confiscated. If anything comes to you, take it out. Allowed by God, then be firm on it that there is a way through. And what more, we have been given authority, and therefore we will take the opportunity to check him up. What is he planning against us? He has lost his license. He has no right to be on the street to attack us. We will take the opportunity to open prison doors. We will take the opportunity to open blind eyes, as we have said. We will take the opportunity to give hearing to the deaf, give hope to the hopeless. We will take this opportunity to be united. We will level mountains, fill up the valleys for a plain ground that we can walk straight. Hallelujah. We will continue to be on our knees and cry out for mercy, as we continue to do our very best in this time. We'll continue to be on our knees to pray for doctors, health workers, to pray for the government for wisdom and understanding, to pray for the body, the local body, to be watchful and alert, to stop the enemy before even he unleashes his evil again. Hallelujah. That was the recap for last week. And for today, it has been laid on my heart to focus on hearing God in this matter, in these circumstances, in order to understand what is he speaking in this current situation. But first of all, I'll spend some time reading some scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you will, turn with me to Psalms 139. That Psalms 139 is subtitled, God Knows Everything. That subtitle kind of spoke to me. And I have this question I want to ask you. Is there anyone in this world that you know that claims he knows everything? Is there anyone that you know or you have heard making a claim that they know everything? Well, let me tell you the truth. Even your sworn enemy, our sworn enemy, the devil, does not know everything. He is limited. Hallelujah. Only our God is all-knowing. He is the omniscient. He is the omnipresent. He is the all-knowing God. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 139, verse 1. Lord, you have examined me and know all about me. You know when I sit down, when I get up. You know my thoughts before I think them. Verse 3. You know where I go and where I lie down. You know everything I do. Lord, even before I say a word, you already know it. You are all around me, in front and in the back, and have put your hand on me. Your knowledge is amazing to me. It is more than I can understand. Verse 7. Where can I go to get away from your spirit? Where can I run from you? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I lie down in the grave, you are there. If I rise with the sun in the east and settle in the west beyond the sea, even there you guide me. With your right hand, you hold me. I could say the darkness will hide me. Let the light around me turn into night. But even the darkness is not dark to you. Wow, the night is as light as the day. Darkness and light are the same to you, O God. Verse 13. You made my whole being. You formed me in my mother's body. I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. What you have done is wonderful. I know this very well. Somebody, you want to thank God that you are valuable and lovable all the time. Don't let anybody tell you you are not special. You are not wonderful. Verse 15. You saw my bones being formed as I took shape in my mother's womb, in my mother's body. When I was put together there, you saw my body as it was formed. Now listen, all the days planned for me were written in your book before I was one day old. Praise God. I want to encourage all of us to take time to meditate on these Psalms 139. Take time to read over and over. Meditate on it. It has spoken to me. God is speaking, and I'm listening to him, and I hope you will listen to him. The summary of that, the scripture I just read, our God is in control. He will always and always work for the good of his children. Now, I know the situation we are facing. I know the challenges you are facing. However, if you have problem in understanding that fact that he always works for the good of his children, I challenge you, give the whole of your heart to Jesus. You will be my brother and my sister at the end of the day in upholding this truth, that God will always work for the good of his children. He will work for the good of you. Hallelujah. Your salvation can't be touched. That is a fact. Your salvation cannot be touched by disease, poverty, or anything. God only disciplines his children in order to restore them because he loves them. Romans chapter 12, verse 12 says, rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation. Continue instant in prayer. In this time, God is expecting us to look at the hope we have, no matter what the situation we are facing in, to be patient in this suffering, in this tribulation, in this confusion. Let us continue in prayers without giving up. No matter what is happening, let us hold to the truth. He said in 2 Chronicles chapter 13, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, if I shut up heaven and there is no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, if I send pestilence among men, God is taking responsibility. But he said in verse 14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Understand that from when we turn away from our idolatry, from our selfishness, from our complaints, from our murmuring, and turn to him and recognize him is God sovereign over all situation, that he loves us in all times, and he will protect us. He has good plans towards us. When we seek his face with this truth, he said he will hear from heaven and will forgive our sins. And he will heal. He will heal. He will heal us spiritually and physically. Hallelujah. Amen. To our topic today, briefly, what I want us to focus is God is speaking now. In this circumstance, God is speaking now. In your situation as an individual, God is speaking now. But are you listening? Father, in heaven, we know you have spoken. We know you are speaking. And you will be speaking. Brothers and sisters, before things happened, he spoke. He said, let there be light. Before things happen, let there. In your situation, he has spoken. When things are happening, God is speaking. When things shall be happening, he had already spoken. Let me give you scriptures to back up this truth that God has spoken, he is speaking, and will be speaking. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand and I will do all that I please. Wow. God knows the matter. He knows the end from the beginning because he determined the end from the beginning. Nothing that happens that is out of his control, that surprises you. That is what makes him a God. He speaks of the future in the present. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Are you getting it? So therefore, when I say God has spoken, he is speaking and will be speaking, these are scriptures, these are realities. And where we read in that Psalms 139, verse 16, you saw my body as it was formed all the days All these plans for me were written in your book before I was one day old. In other words, he has spoken everything about my life. Hallelujah. So get it? We are talking about God is speaking now. In this present situation. In your present situation. But are you listening? The first point. The devotion of listening. The devotion of listening. You have to learn to devote time to listen to God. In order to hear Him. You can't hear without listening. If you listen, there is certainty you will hear a voice telling you which way to go. We read in Isaiah 30 verse 21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." God will certainly speak to you. Oh, He's speaking, but are you listening? But very unfortunate, we are living in a world of noise pollution. Our ears are plugged with pods, advertisements in waiting room, on the elevators. Screens pop up on your devices that you did not subscribe to. The world is begging for your attention, your ears. Brothers and sisters, you must learn to shut out all noise. Do like Elijah. He puts his head between his knees, saying that he doesn't want to listen to anything. All that his focus is the clouds, rain, because God has spoken. Will you be focused on what God has spoken to you? When they come to you and start telling you, "Did you hear? Oh, did you know?" Tell them, "I don't know. I have not heard, but I know what God has said regarding this matter. Regarding that situation, regarding the situation I'm facing." If you happen not to know, tell them that you have one person that has the final say on this matter, and that you are waiting for him. On this point, I will expound later. So shut out all the devils of supposition and imagination. Shut them out. All demons of what if, shut them out. Brothers and sisters, as we listen daily through the reading of His word, meditating daily and living it out in our lives, our ears get acute. We will understand the frequency of His voice in spite of all the noise, in spite of all other frequencies around us. Your ears will become the signal reception box for His voice. Your ears will always be adapted or will have the ability to automatically tune into that frequency, and it will become the loudest thing you can hear. And on the other hand, you are automatically muting all other demonic voices. Hallelujah. Give Him praise. I'm excited. Number 2 point. Speak, Lord, for Thy servant heareth. Number 2 point. Speak, Lord, for Thy servant heareth. Get into the habit of saying, "Speak, Lord, your servant heareth." As Eli taught someone, God will surely speak to you as He spoke to Samuel. He will reveal what is happening and what will be happening. Read that in 1 Samuel chapter 3. However, it is also a fact that sometimes things happen that keep you wondering, is God in this matter? Where is God? As I said earlier, when things are happening, God is speaking. But because of confusion and how overwhelming the situation might be, we don't understand or know what to do. Example, you remember about my mother some few months back. After the Sunday service, we're going out with my family to a restaurant to eat. And I looked at it, I wanted to make a call, and it was completely shut down. You remember that episode? I shared it with many of you. Just a few days ago, after replacing that mobile, after buying one that is expensive because I wanted to buy one that has a large size that can contain pastoral files and other things. Just a few days ago, after using it in the night, and I kept it by the side as usual, it shut down again. When I looked at it, the first thing that came to me is, what is happening here? What is happening here? I quickly recalled what happened. It was evident to me at that instant the enemy is attacking. I had the voice of God that I must stand firm. Later in the day, we all prayed with my family. We stood firm. But it did not come back. We continued to pray. We refused to give up. We continued to pray. We decreed and decided that we will go and check with the Apple Store. But we decreed that no spending money. And we took the opportunity to declare that this mobile will work for the purpose it is brought for. We rebuked the devourer, cyber attacks, whatever it is, that it will be a tool for God's purposes. But I can tell you, brothers and sisters, when we went to the Apple Store, nothing, they did nothing. The enemy was shaking. Hallelujah. What we did by incharging the charger into it is what they did, and it came back to life. That's all. And they do the diagnostic test, nothing wrong with it. I did not spend any money on it. Praise God. The last point, point number three. God has spoken in this situation, in your circumstance. It's up to you to obey Him. Brother and sister, once God has spoken, don't wait to pray again on the matter. Obey Him. Don't consult with any other. Oswald Chambers' devotion says, never ask the advice of another about anything God makes you decide before Him. If you ask advice, you will nearly always side with Satan. Wow. You remember what Paul said after his conversion? He said, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Brothers and sisters, God has spoken. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2b, I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now God is speaking. Now is the day of salvation. At this point, I want to recall the message I preached on the 6th of 2019, January, the very first sermon in 2019. I brought the word of God that I believed He has impressed on my heart to bring it to the people of God. One of the points it says, you have been awakened to the truth of my love. Hold firm to this truth. And Isaiah chapter 7 verse 9b says, if you do not stand firm in your truth, you will not stand at all. What is the theme of our year? Stand firm in truth and love till we see Him. He further said, my coming is not delayed. I am coming back for something that is eternal, that has eternal value. You are God's child with eternal value. Don't let anything devalue you. Don't let disease, don't let situation, don't let poverty, don't let coronavirus, don't let fear devalue you. You are valuable because God Almighty made you valuable, and you are always lovable, no matter the situation. Just remain firm in His truth and in His love. Further on that sermon, it says, do not be afraid of the darkness that is about to come upon the earth. I say it again. Do not be afraid of the darkness that is about to come upon the earth. Do not be afraid. I myself live in the darkness. The landscape is changing and the people are awakening. I am moving in the lives of my children in ways that has not happened in the past generation. I am raising an army. Hallelujah. He said in Jeremiah 51 verse 20, you are my hammer and weapon of war. With you I break nations in pieces. With you I destroy kingdoms. In that message, he says, pay attention, my children. You have seen many things, but you pay no attention. Your ears are open, but you are not listening. Can't you hear? There is a noise, an uproar among the kingdoms of this world, like nations massing together. It is the Lord Almighty mastering an army for war. This is the beginning of the end of Assyrians, the Moabites, the Amorites, the Babylonians of these days. The fortified walls they build around themselves are falling for the sake of my faithful remnants that are anointed to cross barriers and break new grounds. Their wealth, profit, and her earnings will be set apart for the Lord. They will not be stirred up or hoarded. Her profits will go to those who live before the Lord. And I am one of them, and you are one of them. It further said in that sermon, this nation where you are currently will become an oak without leaves, a garden without water. She will be brought to her knees by the hand of God through my faithful servants in the land. I will extol my name in this nation and they will acknowledge it. Consider the mighty kings in the past. They all acknowledge me, and so shall it be in these last days. What has been will always be. I, the Lord, change it not. Brothers and sisters, finally, in this present situation, the world is finding itself. I believe God is speaking. He is speaking to the world, to this country, and most importantly, to His church. By His church, I mean you. God is speaking to you as an individual and collectively as the body of Christ. Are you listening to what He's saying? Are we understanding Him? You know, sometimes when you say you are not listening, it means that you are not obeying. Brothers and sisters, don't hesitate. Today is the day of salvation. This moment that God is giving us, even in this circumstance, He is speaking. Are you listening? If you listen, you will hear Him. If you have difficulty in understanding or hearing from God about your life or your situation, call for help. Visit our website. Talk to ministers and elders in the house of God. God bless you. Amen and amen.